It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass EG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there, and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Rawhide. Cut them out. Ride them in.
Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey.
Good morning, Philip.
How's Hanko today?
I'm good, buddy. And you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right.
Hanko. Whoa.
You know, starting right off.
Yeah, you might as well. How was your evening?
It was good. It was a good ball game, except Richland Center didn't win. So.
Yeah, kind of disappointing for the other teams, except for those Ithaca ladies. They won. And
they won. All of our baseball teams, we were expecting to do a baseball game today.
Yes, we were, yeah.
And we had several chances, but everybody...
The way it goes.
Yeah, it does. That's the finality of the tournament. It's really exciting when it's continuing, but then it's a slamming of the door.
And we both talked about win or lose yesterday off air, and it's just one of those things you have to prepare for, and not a big deal if you don't.
Just in case.
Just in case. Right. So, but anyway, I thought the boys were going to win that one. It was actually kind of shocking to me.
Yep, they had a lead.
Yep, 6-3. But take nothing away from Ridge. Ridge is very competitive in a very tough conference with Peck, Argyle, Potosi, and Belmont.
Right. But you got to figure every baseball team yesterday had their number one, their ace
100%.
Pitcher going.
Yes.
And so when that happens, you know, they're in line to win. Now, the second day kind of tells the tale then, because see who you have in number two, three, four.
Because it's going to come into a huge play today for some of these teams. I was in Brookwood last night.
You were in Brookwood.
Have the privilege of doing Weston. You know what? Those guys have improved. And I'm just going to be totally honest. If you take away two mishaps in that game and they win, I mean, they win the ball game.
That's what happens in the tournament.
100%. You can't have them because they hurt you big time.
Yep.
And I think yesterday it cost them 6 runs. So it's just one of those things. Kudos to us. I thought they played well. They hit the ball well. Mr. Jennings there on the mound, he did a great job.
Yeah,
and Westfall did a great job. It's just one of those things, and the catcher, the little Meyer boy for Weston, great job, guys. Seriously, great job. So it's just one of those things that happens. And as an umpire, you know, you see really, really good ball right now. Our game yesterday, 1 hour 18 minutes.
Yeah.
And I bet you I only called maybe 5 or 6 strikes out loud because they're swinging the bat.
So, as they should be.
Yeah, 100%. So.
Yeah, my game, of course, Richland Center had played 12 innings the prior game with GET.
Right, yeah.
So we went to 8 innings last night, and I think fans and myself included were thinking, oh, we're going to go 12 again? Mm-hmm. Because it kind of had that feeling, you know. Just couldn't quite get the hits they had. The Richland Center had a great opportunity in the top of the 8th with bases loaded and couldn't score. Right. And then,
well, kudos to Adam's Friendship for that, though.
I mean, both pitchers did well. Riley Weaver for Adams Friendship and Kyrie Fisher for Richland Center, but they both were good last night.
So I talked to Mr. Gander the other day, you know, Jamie, the head coach for softball, and he was telling me, he goes, when he first got the job, he looked up in the rafters and said they hadn't won a championship in 30 years.
Conference championship. Yep.
And he said he was going to change that, and he did.
And they did.
So Jamie Gander is a heck of a coach, and he has a heck of a staff around him.
Yeah, he does.
He knows what's going on, and you know what? Every coach and every ball game has a chance to do something different if they could. Kurt Thompson's the same way. But at the time of the moment, they do what's necessary to try to get those girls to win. And I think hats off to Jamie. It's amazing.
Yeah,
what he's
and that's a good point, because those things are overshadowed because everybody remembers how far you went in the postseason.
100%.
Oh, remember that team went to the sectional or whatever, and they kind of forget about the conference. The conference is no easy task, as proof it's been 30 years, so Richland City wins
But kudos to those girls.
Yep.
100%. So, anyway, buddy, I have a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What's your toxic trait?
The what?
Your toxic trait?
Toxic trait.
Yeah, I say it's Taco Bell.
I haven't been over there very much.
It doesn't matter.
No, I haven't.
It seems to follow you.
No, I... Oh, that might be it. Probably buying records, too.
You think that's toxic, though?
Well...
You that like that. Depends. That's something. It depends on who you talk to.
Yeah, it depends.
June or Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
or my kids who someday will, you know, I have some, I mean, I would say about 99% of my records are worth, you know, $1 to $2 probably.
But
I've got a few that are really.
But it makes you happy.
But they'll throw them in the dumpster when I'm gone. They'll be like, oh, what's this? Pew! So
I won't.
Enjoy them while you can.
We're gonna trap shoot with them. Oh!
Yeah, there you go. Or at the county fair, there used to be a thing where you'd throw a softball and break a
record. Yes, break a
record. They were 78s, yeah. You know, but whoop, bam, you know, and it's like, I wonder how many, like, classic valuable records were broken at county fairs.
Probably a lot.
They probably were.
Yeah. Here we go, Philip. You might be from Peerage, Philip, if you know at least one person missing a finger from a mower accident.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, that's not good.
No.
So, all right, here's your rapid-fire questions for Wednesday, June 3rd.
Uh-oh.
If you had to survive an entire week using only items from a gas station, what's your strategy?
You're talking about my car or me?
No, if you had to survive an entire week.
From a gas station, okay. Well, water.
Diet.
Diet bottle of water. Bag of peanuts, you know, and that's my protein.
And cheese balls.
You know, yeah, they're not bad.
Maybe, remember, you're at a gas station, so you don't have a lot.
Yeah, maybe a beef stick or a Lanyager or something.
I would take a bottle of tequila.
Oh, really?
Yeah, for start my fire.
Oh, there you go. Oh, boy.
And you know, I don't drink, so tequila, you know, great fire starter. Very explosive.
Never thought about fire, I guess.
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, you got to heat up those cheese balls, you know. Number two, what's the most dad move you've ever caught yourself doing? What is it like? You look back and you go, oh my goodness, that's my dad all over. I just did it. Something like that.
I don't really know. I think you got me stumped there. I don't know what it
was. Me was disciplining my kids. It's like, oh my God, I'm railing.
Uh-huh.
I'm real.
Well, yeah, you caught yourself saying things.
Like, what your dad did and you're doing today.
Right. See, my dad was not the disciplinarian, though.
Oh, really?
My mother was. So it'd be a mother thing if I was disciplining.
Yeah, so do you ever look back, though, and go,
uh-huh.
Uh-huh, yep. Yeah.
You kids, settle down.
Yeah.
It's a wonder you don't have me.
So, number three.
Yes.
If your pet could leave Yelp reviews about you, what would Annie say about you? it's a lot better when June's gone.
Yeah, exactly. She comes, even when June's with me, but if we're gone, you know, sure, her food time is like 5 p.m.
Right.
And if we're out to like 5:45,
you
open the door and she comes running like the place is on fire. Like, save me.
What's something you're way too competitive about for no reason?
I don't know. Maybe when I go to a game, I want to be in a good spot. So I try to get there early.
So seating.
Seating to get there before the other radio stations do. And that's hard to do sometimes.
Oh, yeah. Because
we've got some friends from Viroqua, you know, Pete and Gary, good friends. Man, you got to get up about 3 a.m.
They're already there for tonight. Already there tonight.
It's like, well, we'll get there and get a good spot. And, like, you get there at, like, 7:30 for a wrestling tournament, and the tournament doesn't start till like, 10. Well, there they are. How did they get here so early?
And they've already have candy on our desk for us. All right.
Oh, well.
If aliens landed tomorrow, what's the first thing they'd hope that they don't see humans doing?
On their cell phones.
Yes, on their cell phones.
Yes.
That's probably true.
Yeah. All right.
All right, what else do I have for you today?
Well, it's Factor Hanko Day.
It is.
Yeah. We're on our edge of our seats here.
One more quick thing. We've added a new segment on Fridays. You've heard about this.
Oh, I've heard about it.
I volunteered you.
Okay.
So what's happening on Fridays now, we're going to add a segment. What is it called? Grandpa Phil's Attic.
Attic Wisdom.
Attic Wisdom of Grandpa Phil.
Yeah.
And what it is, Phil's old saying, so...
Yes.
You know what? She sure feathered her nest when she married him. You know, stuff like that.
Get it right.
What was it?
She feathered her nest when she married that bird.
But no.
Some of my mother's old sayings that came from... And last Saturday on my blog, I used the work brittle.
Work brittle. I used that yesterday with somebody when I... Yeah. I told my partner, I said, boy, you're sure work brittle. And he looks at me like...
Right. Yeah, I looked it up. You can AI it, and it says, it's obsolete phrase, but once used as someone who maybe wasn't real ambitious or willing to work. So
lazy.
Using it in a sense, and Jim, that kid ain't real work brittle.
How many times did your mom say that?
It was about me, but once in a while, you know, because back then, if you made hay, we'd just go down to Sexville and pick up some kid. Hey, you want to make hay today? Sure. And they'd come, you know, don't do that anymore. You give them, you know, $5 an hour or whatever it was. And
we used to get paid by the bale.
Yeah. Oh, by the bale.
By the bale.
Mine was by the load. But we'd get, and we had some young people that worked for us for a long time, but others, you know, after a day, my mom would say, he ain't real work brittle, Jim. Maybe better not give him.
You might want to let him stray along. So anyway, Hank Aroo's been researching old sayings.
Yeah.
So I got you 200 of them. So every Friday, we're going to feature one right before the word of the day.
And we'll kind of explain what it means.
Yeah, without question. Right. So.
And some of them will be ones that I've heard often when I was growing up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, but anyway, it's one of those things that add a little bit more excitement to your Friday.
Oh, yeah. On the edge of your seats.
Yes, on the edge of your seats. Hank O'Facto, the longest recorded flight as a chicken is 13 seconds.
Oh, my goodness. That probably is true.
It is. The longest record flight of a modern chicken lasted 13 seconds for a distance over just 300 feet. It may not sound like much, but for those waggling a flock of backyard chickens, 50 feet may be all the distance it takes to encounter happy neighbors, angry dogs, or busy roads. So,
yeah, if they're roosting out somewhere, they can take flight when they leave. Yep.
Possums do not play dead. They pass out from fear of their predators.
That sounds true. I think it's right.
It is true. And that's why you see a lot of possums on the side of the road dead, because if they see lights, and then they're probably already passed out before you hit them.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, and they say possums are good. I guess
they eat all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I mean.
But I don't know. You know, I'm looking at them, they're looking at me, and I'm thinking, boy, you sure are ugly. And they're thinking the same thing of me.
Yeah. No, probably worse.
But I don't have a scaly tail like they do.
Look at my back, Phil. The English alphabet used to have only 24 letters. I was used for J, and V was used for U.
I think that sounds legitimate.
It is true.
I think that's facto.
Yeah, it is a bunch of facto.
Yeah.
A greeting card is touched an average of 25 times before it's bought.
Yeah, we had that.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, a couple of weeks ago. Not you and I, but I had it as a quiz question. So, yeah.
All right. Goodness. Here we go. According to Mattel, toy company, 100 Barbie dolls are sold every minute.
Every minute?
According to Mattel, the toy company, 100 Barbie dolls are sold every minute.
I'm going to say that's true.
It is. That's my Barbie. Young man, I hope you have an awesome day. Good luck to those area athletes. And don't forget, we have softball tomorrow. State track going on. Still a lot of excitement for these kids.
Absolutely.
Have a great day and be kind.
That's old Hank Bray.